The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Service. And it's known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today. It's going to be a great day, although it is a little bit of a sad day in Buckeye Land since Wisconsin kind of beat us yesterday in basketball. I think I've decided I'm not even going to eat Wisconsin-made cheese anymore. I think I'm done with it. That's the end of Wisconsin cheese in my house. I have to tell my wife to throw it all out. Anyway, they'll still be fine, and I hope they win the NCAA tournament when March rolls around. All right, today in the studio with me, I have a guest. Her name is Mary Wachtel, and Mary is Voices Director of Health Policy. She's based in Columbus. The main office is in Cleveland. And she coordinates Voices Health Policy Agenda in conjunction with Voices Public Policy Partners. Now, she has had a long career, an influential career in child and family advocacy. She serves on several advisory bodies, including Voices for America's Children Health Policy Committee, Ohio's Medical Care Advisory Council, the Beacon Council, co-convenes the Ohio Covering Kids and Families Coalition, and co-chairs the statewide Children's Oral Health Action Team, also known as COHAT, and that's why she's here today, to talk about COHAT. Now, Mary also holds an MSW from Washington University in St. Louis, and a BA from the University of Akron, Honors Scholar. She holds a certificate in education for ministry from the Episcopal Seminary of the South, Sewanee, Tennessee. She grew up in Coshocton County, Ohio, and her father still lives on the farm that's been in the family for well over 120 years. And Mary and her husband, John Starkey, live in Columbus and are the parents of two children, Sophie and Wyatt. Mary, thank you so much for being on my show today.
Thank you, Dr. Kvitko. I'm very glad to be here.
And by the way, there's more, but I like told her if I read everything in this bio, which she's been very, very busy, we would have had time for the show. Now, our phone number is 459-9769. And so any questions you might have for Mary, feel free to pick up the phone and call. We'll be doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day later on in the show, so pay attention because we will actually be giving you the answer before we actually give you the questions. So just kind of listen in, and you can win free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Okay, now, many of you get the dispatch and maybe saw an article this Friday morning written by Rita Price. It was, it was on the bottom half of the front page. And it talked about a group getting together to emphasize dental care for kids. And we had already tried to make contact with Mary. I don't think she saw my email in time, but we did hook up just in time to do this, so the timing is great. So, Mary, let me start off by asking you, tell us about Voices for Children, because that's not what we're talking about today, but I didn't know that existed. So tell me about that.
Sure. Thank you. My organization is called Voices for Ohio's Children, and we are a unique organization. We don't provide any services directly to families. Instead, we work to make sure that public policy and public decisions, whether that's legislation, rules, regulations, or budgets, improve children's lives.
Are you a state agency? Are you paid by the state, or is it a political party? What is it?
No, not at all. In fact, we're nonpartisan. We're a privately funded organization.
So no parties. You don't do any parties, right?
We like to have fun, but no party affiliation, if you will. So we work on public policy, and we just try to make sure that when decisions are made, whether that's here in Columbus in our state capital or in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., that those decision makers think about children and look
right
at the decisions through that lens, so that, you know, I think it's probably fair to say that pretty much everyone agrees that children are a priority, but how do we translate that into our decisions and our investments of public dollars? We try to make sure that kids are really are the priority for that.
Right, because not only are children a vulnerable population. They can't really speak for themselves, but they're our future. If we don't take good care of our children, we're pretty much dooming ourselves, aren't we?
Exactly.
And I say all the time, it's not the children's fault, the child's fault, that their parents happen to be struggling right now financially, maybe out of a job, maybe not very well educated, but we want to make sure that the kids could come through life as unscathed by that as possible. Correct?
That's right. And I think the reality is, you know, when families do fall on hard times, whether it's like our current situation where we have, we're in the midst of a deep recession and a slow recovery, most folks just need some targeted help for a targeted period of time. So we want to make sure that that help is available and as efficient as possible. In addition to health issues, Voices works on some other issues affecting children, early care and education. So do kids have a safe and not just a safe place, but a place that will help them learn and set that path for lifelong learning when their parents work. We look at health very holistically, physical health, mental health, oral health. We look at issues of juvenile justice, child safety and welfare, and in general, just economic stability. Because as you alluded to, if a family is stable, that child has the best chance of growing up to be productive and healthy as well.
Right. Now, there was a survey done, all right, and it was done by, the Ohio Department of Health, mm-hmm. and it said, regardless of income, identify the biggest unmet health need for your children. And what was the answer?
Well, the reason we're here today, the answer is dental care.
Right.
When we look at children across our state, about 4% of our children don't have health insurance. And we obviously have to fix that.
Did you say only 4%?
About 4%. That's right.
That sounds low to me. I'm actually impressed by that number, but it seems like it would be higher. I don't know.
Well, actually, you know, Ohio has made very steady progress since the late 1990s in driving down the number of uninsured children.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the opposite is true for adults. We continue to see an increase in uninsured rates for our adult population, but our kids' population, that's getting better. And I'll tell you why. It's because we have a very strong Medicaid and CHIP program, the Children's Health Insurance Program in our state.
Right, right. Okay.
That steps in and helps families when they may lose that health insurance for themselves or for their kids. So, you know, our country is actually at the lowest rate for uninsured kids that we've been at for several decades, and that's because of that strong program that helps pick up that slack.
Well, I know the new health care bill included more money for health care for children. There seems to be a focus on children, which is good. Of course, we can't leave the parents out completely, because if they're not healthy, they can't take care of their children.
Exactly.
You know, whether it be dental care or mental health care or whatever, the child's still affected by mom and dad's actions and reactions. Now, tell me, or rather, what contributes to poor oral health, just in general?
Well, you know, it's a variety of factors. I think that's one of the fascinating things about the topic of dental health. It's not just, you know, one factor or another, but there are several things, and you can speak to this probably better than I can, Dr. Kavitko, since I'm not a dental professional, but certainly diet.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of reasons we're supposed to eat our fruits and vegetables and
right,
have a balanced
right.
diet.
Fresh fruits and vegetables are better mm-hmm. for both our bodies. They're also better for our teeth if we have a lot of sticky foods, you know. People with on lower incomes tend to eat a lot of pasta, maybe macaroni and cheese, things that stick to your teeth. And of course, toothbrushes aren't free. They don't grow on trees, so toothpaste neither. And so there is this thing that kids from low-income families, they're just not as healthy. In fact, that's why a lot of these farmers markets are now moving to inner-city neighborhoods, so that those folks have access to fresh fruits and vegetables as well.
That's right. And like I tell I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and like I try to tell them, look, you can't take time out in the middle of your busy school day to brush your teeth, but gosh, could you just at least rinse your mouth with water after you eat lunch and try to help with that? And other factors we see are that contribute to poor oral health are poor oral hygiene.
Right.
You know, we need to make sure that kids are using that fluoride toothpaste day in and day out. I grew up on a farm, as you heard earlier,
right.
and I was one of those kids who took those fluoride tablets
right.
On a regular basis uh-huh. since we didn't have fluoride
well water.
In our water.
You had well water.
Well, actually, we had stream water, believe it or not.
Stream water. Just went down and scooped some out, huh?
Well, it was pumped to the house.
Oh, that's
but,
pretty neat.
And, you know, there were some new guidelines that came out recently about water fluoridation.
Right.
And I just
right.
want, I think it's worth saying to
sure.
folks, those recommendations were not against fluoridated water. It was just recognizing
just
that in general, we can lower that level a little bit and still achieve the same protection for our teeth.
Down from one part per million down just a little bit to make sure they have the protection but not the the white spots that were forming on some of the kids' teeth.
Exactly. And then we can't let out the fact that for a lot of folks, they just don't have access to preventive dental care and treatment.
Right.
And we see that very much driven by income level. And there are some certain risk areas as well. Kids in Appalachia have less access to dental care because there's less dental care available in that part of the state.
Yeah.
So I think all those combined are what contributes to poor oral health.
Well, when we come back from the break, and before we go to the break, I'm going to give the question of the day. So let's do that, because if you were listening, you already know the answer. Here's Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. According to a survey done by the Ohio Department of Health, Ohio families, regardless of income, identify what as the top unmet health need for their children. Is it A, emergency care, B, access to vaccinations, C, dental care, or D, mental health care? The winner receives a free mixed seasonal floral arrangement from Vice Timber Flowers at your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And with it being Valentine's Day tomorrow, I'm pretty sure it's going to be pink, red, and white. Anyway, our number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. First caller with the right answer wins the free flowers. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services, and we'll be right back after the break.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Luby Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
We women are responsible for our family's health. Just like eyes and teeth, ears need to be checked and hearing problems need to be solved. If communicating with a spouse, parent, or grandparent causes frustration and stress, or if you have to constantly repeat yourself or put up with a TV that's too loud, then it's time to get lubicated. This is Mary Lou Luby, Doctor of Audiology and President. For 65 years, Luby Hearing has been the recognized leader in better hearing technology. Because every conversation matters, make an appointment today. Visit our website at www.hearohio.com. That's hearohio.com.
Luby Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
Pick up a pen, call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We have a couple callers on the line with our guests, with guests to our question of the day. The first caller is Sonia on line one. Sonia, hi, this is Dr. Kavitko. What's your guess?
Dental care.
Very good. Susan, sorry you didn't win because Sonia called first, but hey, thank you for calling and maybe call back again next week and see if you can't win the flowers next week. Okay, Susan? All right. Now, Sonia, if you'll stay on the line, we're going to put you on hold. All right, producer, we'll get your information so we can figure out how to get you those flowers, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And just so people know, you can access podcasts of this show in a few ways. One is by going to iTunes, search under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. Another would be to go to dentallyspeaking.com. And if you do that, you can access every single show we've ever had. Actually, that's true for iTunes as well. And then you can also go to columbustoday.com and check out the podcast there, as well as this show will rebroadcast live at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Every day of the week. Very good. All right, so I am with Mary Wachtel, and we are talking about COHAT. I'm sorry, I asked her how to say that, and then I blew it. It's the Children's Oral Health Action Team. I like that title, by the way. Team means where we've banded together and we're really going to get something done.
Absolutely.
It's not just a council or a committee or, you know what I mean? It's just really good.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say is the state of children's oral health in Ohio, like trends and et cetera? I know that we talked about insurance coverage is way up. That's great. Any other trends that you guys see?
Sure. And I think when you look overall at the landscape of children's oral health and you know, to ask it maybe another way, do Ohio's children have good oral health? The answer really is it depends. Overall, children health indicators in our state have been improving. So that's the good news. But the other side is that problems remain, and we see some real disparities in place. So let me tell you a little bit about that. Those disparities, you know, the oral health of children really depend on where kids live, their family's income, and whether they have dental insurance. And we already talked about the challenges of, you know, kids who don't have dental insurance. But, you know, statewide, 19% of Ohio's third graders have untreated cavities in their mouth. And I personally find that very sobering. I'm the mother of a third grader. Fortunately, she's not one of those 19%. But when you think about that, that's one out of every five children in that age range have an untreated cavity in their mouth.
And it's even higher for younger kids, right?
Well, it's higher for kids who live in Appalachia.
Okay.
It's over one in four. And one in four low-income children have untreated cavities as well. So you can see that, you know, while we've seen improvement, we still have some pockets of children where we know we have some real challenges. And I think what we need to understand is kind of what are the hidden costs of that. And you probably see this in your practice, Dr. Kvitko. You know, especially younger children, they can't always articulate why they might have pain or discomfort. It can disrupt, you know, things like their ability to concentrate in school.
Yes.
There's some national data from a few years ago that actually shows up to 51 million hours of school are missed every year across our country because of untreated dental problems.
Yeah, there's nothing
children.
Worse than a toothache.
Oh, yeah.
And like the article, Rita Price's article in the Dispatch said, kids grow up not even realizing that tooth pain isn't supposed to be normal. Everyday part of life.
Exactly. One of our speakers who Rita Price interviewed is Dr. Paul Casamassimo, who is the head of dentistry down at Nationwide Children's Hospital, and he speaks very compellingly. I think some of this data was in the newspaper.
Right.
He actually has operating rooms that are up and running 5 days a week at Children's Hospital because the level, he sees so many kids who have dental problems so severe.
They have to sedate them.
That's right.
They have to put them out, just get it all done at once, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you think about the cost that's associated with that,
yes.
It's horrendous. Of course, we're going to save money if we're able to get to kids early with some basic preventive care, get them under the care of a dentist, and ward off these much more horrible problems that we see.
Yeah, I had Dr. Casamassimo on my show, I think about a year and a half or so ago. He's a really good guy, and he does wonderful things for children and oral health.
Absolutely.
Now, so the paper mentioned a statistic that 340,000 Ohio children have never visited a dentist. 340,000 have never gone.
That's right. And you figure we're a state of just under 3 million kids. So that's over 10% of children 0 to 18 in our state have never even seen a dentist. So clearly we have some work to do here.
Right. And I would argue, and I have no study to back me up, but I would argue that a lot of it is the parents grew up either not being taken to the dentist or becoming afraid of the dentist. And they don't want to bring their child to the dentist either because it makes them nervous, gives them the willies.
Absolutely. We've certainly heard that. And that's part of that education we need to do, that just because you may have had a bad experience doesn't mean that your child will, and doesn't mean it's a reason to, you know, keep your child away from the dentist. One of the things I learned through the work of COHAD and the wonderful folks I work with there is just how important it is that children see a dentist early.
Right.
The American Academy of Pediatrics, so your child's pediatrician, recommends that the first oral health assessment happen on a baby around 6 months of age.
Wow.
And if a child, is at risk, then that they establish a dental home by year one. And that's actually what the Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends.
Right,
as
I was going to say year one is what I'd heard. And in fact, I do a little 2-minute dental health segment. I do one on this station and another. And this is Children's Dental Health Month, by the way.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of good for my show. But what I did, the topic was using Children's Dental Health Month as a reason to get your child to the dentist. Just, certainly we need to talk about this more than just once a year, but at least in February we can say, okay, let's go make that dental appointment that it's long overdue, because you can keep your child healthy, help them grow up happy and, big and strong and all that, instead of being sickly and maybe not wanting to smile because their teeth are all rotten, mm-hmm. and kids get these little brown spots on all their teeth, mm-hmm. from cavities. So, all right, now, what about, what are some of the programs that are working in Ohio? I know we have COHAT. And what are the other programs that are out there that are helping children?
Sure. Well, one of the programs I wanted to highlight is an area where Ohio is seen as a national leader, and that's in school-based sealant programs.
Okay.
Dr. Kavicko, you can probably explain this better than me what sealants are.
Well, think of sealants as rust-proofing a car. When the car is brand new and the metal is perfect, before you ever take it out into the road, the water and the salt, you spray an undercoating, this film, on the metal that therefore protects the metal from ever getting rust in the first place. Well, you do the same with teeth. As soon as they come into the mouth, before they've had a chance to get cavities, we clean them off, blast out any little pieces of food and things that might be down in there, raisins and whatnot, and we apply this very thin, kind of a flowable plastic sealer on the teeth, and it stays there. It goes down into all the little nooks and crannies and protects the teeth against decay on the biting surfaces. Now, it doesn't protect between the teeth. The part that kids have to floss, those areas can still get decay even in a child with sealants on their teeth. But it goes a long, long way to prevent cavities.
Well, and that's a thank you for explaining that to us lay people. And the dental sealants, as you said, are such an effective preventive measure. And Ohio has a nationally recognized school-based sealant program, and it uses a little bit of state money and more federal money to go into schools across the state where there is a high percentage of low-income children. So it's targeted to children at risk.
Right.
So we're using those dollars effectively. And in 2010, over 28,000 Ohio third graders received dental sealants through the schools, and that program is actually set to expand to even more schools in 2011.
Well, that's neat. And for those parents who do have a job and do have insurance, you should take your child to get sealants as well. It's not just for poor families. It's everybody benefits from sealants, including adults. We seal adults' teeth if they're interested, because you just can't go wrong. I mean, the only thing you could do is, I guess, seal over a tooth that maybe had a little cavity forming that we didn't know, but eventually it'll show up on the x-ray and we can get it. But it's better to kind of prevent it than to treat it later. It's kinder to the tooth. Now, we do have to go to another break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95 and brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. And when we come back, I have several more questions for Mary. We are running kind of short of time here, though, but stick with us, and we'll be right back after the break.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm here with Mary Wachtel, and she is a co-coordinator of the COHAT program. And Mary, I put that song in just for you because I thought, you know what, all these children wouldn't be able to smile without people like you.
I noticed that. I loved it. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit, what is COHAT? Tell me again and you know, anything you think that I ought to know and the listeners ought to know.
Sure. Well, we're the Children's Oral Health Action Team, and we're a team of nearly 30 organizations from around the state of Ohio, from a variety of backgrounds. So when we first started looking at what a challenge children's oral health is, we said, look, you know what? This isn't just a dental issue. We need to talk to get people from education, from primary care doctors to nurses to child care to child advocacy backgrounds, and the dentists and dental hygienists at the table to really look at this together. So we're very much focused on advocacy, on letting people know that children's oral health is health. It's not something separate.
Right.
And
right.
that we all have something to gain by making sure that every child in our state has good oral health. So we are working to educate our legislators, our government officials, about some smart strategies that we can invest in to use our dollars wisely. And one of the areas that we're looking at is how to make sure that your child's pediatrician or family doctor is also versed in oral health, can look in the child's mouth and say, oh, we got a problem, you need to go see a dentist.
Right.
Or maybe apply some fluoride varnish right there in their practice to help provide some of that preventive measures as well.
Right. Every little bit helps.
Absolutely. And then we're also looking to strengthen that link in education settings. So that, you know, if your child's in a child care center, that they're teaching good oral hygiene and helping your child learn the importance of that, and that we can help educate parents in those settings as well.
That sounds great. That sounds great. And by the way, I missed the meeting on the 10th. I'm sorry. I got my invitation and I was with patients.
We'll catch you next time.
Maybe next time I can make it. Now, I want to tell you and tell my listeners about something that my office will be doing to help children with their dental health and adults as well, and that is an event, charity event called Dentistry from the Heart. We'll be holding at my office on June 17th, all day from early morning to into the evening. And anyone that shows up will get free dental care that day, all volunteers. It will be, we'll have the OSU mobile dental coach, so we'll have three chairs devoted to children only. And this will be the first Dentistry from the Heart event to include children. And we're real proud of that. So it's June 17th, and just kind of stay tuned to either this show or just look for other maybe press releases we might be able to get out there. No questions asked. You don't have to be poor. You just show up. We'll give you a number, and you can choose between the cleaning, fillings, and extractions. Hopefully more people want to save their teeth and have them extracted. But anyway, mark that down and listen and look for more info on it. So, Mary, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate you getting up early like this. I know you have to scoot because you have to get to church, as do a lot of people. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking here with Dr. Kvitko. Really appreciate that you tuned in, and I'd love to have you next Sunday, every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Thanks so much. Go out and have a great week, and avoid that Wisconsin cheese. Bye-bye now.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.